Fantastic. So our reading this morning is from James chapter 2, and it's verses 14 to 26. And there are two words that will come up a lot during the reading, and those two words are faith and actions. And so I've got a sign for faith and a sign for actions, and I'm going to teach them to you now, and then your challenge is to listen out for the words faith and actions, and when you hear the word, to join in with the sign if you would like to. So this is the Makaton sign for faith. It starts like this and it goes down like this. So kind of thumb like this and then down like this. So that's faith. 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 Okay, and the sign for actions, we sign it to work. That's how we sign it. So actions is like this. So I always think of this as a bit like doing a saw, actions. So faith. Actions. Faith, actions. So listening out for those two words as we go through our reading this morning. My friends, what good is it for one of you to say that you have faith if your actions do not prove it? Can that faith save you? Suppose there are brothers or sisters who need clothes and don't have them. And don't have enough to eat. What good is there in your saying to them, God bless you, keep warm and eat well, if you don't give them the necessities of life? So it is with faith. If it is alone and includes no actions, then it is dead. But someone will say, one person has faith and another has actions. My answer is, show me how anyone can have faith without actions. I will show you my faith by my actions. Do you believe that there is only one God? Good. The demons also believe and tremble with fear. You fool. Do you want to be shown that faith without actions is useless? How was our ancestor Abraham put right with God? It was through his actions, when he offered his son Isaac on the altar. Can't you see? His faith and his actions worked together. His faith was made perfect through his actions. And the scripture came true and said, Abraham believed God, and because of his faith, God accepted him as righteous. And so Abraham was called God's friend. You see then that it is by our actions that we are put right with God, and not by our faith alone. It was the same with the prostitute Rahab. She was put right with God through her actions, by welcoming the Israelite spies and helping them to escape by a different road. So then, as the body without the spirit is dead, faith without actions is dead. Well done. And hopefully, by doing our reading like that, when you get home and you're having your Sunday lunch, you'll think, why were we doing these two actions? And you'll remember the theme of this morning, which is faith and actions and living whole lives to God's glory. So let's pray as we look at God's word together this morning. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. And we pray that you would give us hearts and minds open to what you have to say to us. That we would leave a little bit changed in the way we are, in the way we do things. Changed in a way that makes us more like you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm sure most of us will be familiar with the phrase, I'll believe it when I see it. If you're a parent, perhaps you've said this when your child has promised they're going to tidy their room. Or perhaps we've said this at work or in other areas of our lives when from the top comes a new strategy that's going to solve all the problems and we say, oh, I'll believe it when I see it. I'm sure most of us will also be familiar with the phrase, easier said than done. Often we know the things that will help our well-being: more sleep, or a daily walk, or less time on screens, or better planning, or whatever it might be for each of us. But to feel the benefits of those things, we actually have to sleep more, or get out for that walk, or stop looking at social media. It's not enough for me to say, I know more sleep will be better for me, and to tell you that I want more sleep. Actually, to benefit from more sleep, I actually have to sleep more. It's not enough to say that we're going to do something, we actually have to do it. And so we might know something's good for our mental or our physical well-being, but it's not enough to read the leaflet, to tell someone, oh, isn't this a good idea? We actually have to do it. And it's exactly the same with our faith. We have to put faith into action. Living faith is lived out. Now, James, the brother of Jesus, is writing to a church under pressure, reminding them that the Christian faith is a faith that's lived out in the world. Living faith leads to a changed way of living, to actions that reflect who Jesus is. And James makes the point, I don't know if you picked it up as we were going through the reading, that even demons believe in God. The Christian faith then is not just about believing in God. It's faith which transforms us and changes the way we live. Some research done in 2022, it was actually the second time the research was done. It was done, I think, in 2015, maybe 2016, and then again in 2022. It's called the Talking Jesus Survey. And it found that despite 26 of non-Christians considering the church as an institution to be hypocritical, a significant percentage of non-Christians considered the Christians they know to be caring, friendly, and generous. Living faith is lived out. When we follow Jesus, our words and our actions should point to Jesus. They should reflect Jesus. And so as well as watching out for hypocrisy, we also need to watch out for making our faith about actions or about good deeds. One of the songs that we sing fairly regularly here at Elms, I think we might have sung it last week, someone can tell me afterwards, begins, if Christ is mine, I need no more. He is the greatest gift of all. It's always faith in Jesus. The Christian faith is always only ever grace which saves us. It's always only ever grace which saves us. Not because we deserve it, but when we don't deserve it, despite the things that we get wrong and the ways in which we fall short. And this is what makes the goodness of God so good. That it's not because we deserve it, it's not because we're generally okay people. It's in spite of all the things that we get wrong. Grace saves us. Now, I've got three slides to help us remember these points this morning. So it's not actions instead of faith. So it's not that. I'm hoping a big red cross is going to come up. So it's not actions instead of faith. It's also not faith plus actions. It's not that. So I'm hoping we're going to have another big red cross. What it is actions as the result of faith. Faith leads to actions. Living faith is lived out. It changes us, and by logic it follows that if faith changes us, then it's going to change the way we live. It can be very easy for us to make actions or good deeds about ourselves, to do things for others because it makes us feel good. And we need to be careful about this. I've read a few articles recently. I was reading one just last week, looking at some of the issues in society. And this person, they run a big charity that works with trying to improve housing. And they were saying that sometimes our helping can actually hurt. Because some of our models of helping can be disempowering. Actually, for as long as we're running all these good projects, we might stop some of the real issues in our society that need addressing being addressed. Jesus's compassion is person-centered, and it's about social justice, justice rather than social action. And I think that's a nuance we sometimes miss. It's compassion which seeks to see lives and communities transformed as we seek the justice of God's kingdom, not as we just do good deeds for the sake of doing good deeds. And this is the compassion that we're called to show when we put our trust in Jesus. We all have a front line. I was in the building yesterday evening and none of you were here, which means all of you were somewhere else. We all have a place or places that we spend our time when we're not in Elmden Church. It might be at work, it might be with family, it might be doing the gardening, it might be in the supermarket. There'll be a variety of places we go. And wherever we are, whatever we do Monday to Saturday, we can put our faith into action. Living faith is lived out. Faith changes us. It changes our lives. And we pray that the communities that we're each a part would be changed by the love of Jesus as we live out that faith. If we're changed people out in the world, then the kind of logical impact is that we're going to see change around us. So I've got a final slide. Now, the picture on the left, that's what we're like when we're gathered here together. And it can feel a bit overwhelming, all of that world out there that doesn't know Jesus. And how am I going to be a Christian in that world? And it's all a bit hopeless. But actually, when we leave the building and we go to the different places we are, suddenly I think it looks a lot more possible to share Jesus with our world. Actually, that's an awful lot of people in the, I don't know if they're light blue, white dots, when we're all in one little corner together. But when we're out in the world in our different places, suddenly it's a little bit more manageable. We're one red dot surrounded by eight little light blue or white dots. And so all of those things were little snapshots of some of the things that are our work for the Lord. We don't need to be, I don't know what we think that being a Christian in the world is, but just doing our everyday lives, that's where we're called to serve the Lord, to glorify God. And so